Saints Cornelius and Cyprian. Cornelius, a pope, lived in the 3rd century and during a time of persecution when the church was racked both by the state from without and by heretics from within. And it was a time of great difficulty for all those who wished to follow Christ, from the Pope all the way down to the simple faithful. It was life-threatening to be a follower of Christ, and the faithful were under threat of death, and they did die for the faith. But not all of them died for the faith. Some of them apostatized, or in the fear of the moment, burned incense to the idols. And this became a problem for the church under persecution. There were a number of individuals who, in their weakness, had capitulated. And it became an issue as to how these individuals were to be treated. And there were, of course, as in every age, as in our own, there were extremes. Some maintained that the church had to be a church of martyrs and saints, and there were no place really for sinners or anyone who, out of weakness, fell away from the Lord. And so, for some, it wasn't possible to absolve these apostates, even the ones that simply, out of fear, capitulated at the moment. It wasn't possible to readmit them to the practice of the faith and the reception of the sacraments, except perhaps at death. And then, of course, there were those who wished to just brush the whole thing aside and say that really in those particular moments, it was possible to follow our Lord in one's heart, and then the apostasy was only external and therefore not a sin. Saints Cornelius and Cyprian fought against these extremes and suffered for it, holding before the eyes of all the faithful our obligation and the ideal, and witnessing the work of the martyrs, the great work, which is a blessing upon the church, and at the same time treating those who had fallen with mercy, but requiring the works of penance and an amendment of life in order to be readmitted. And controversies like this have existed one way or another throughout the history of the church. The Jansenist heresy, for example, as opposed to the Quietist heresy, and the sort of laxity of not all of the Jesuits, but some of the Jesuits, were an instance of the same kind of difficulty being played out in the Counter-Reformation Church. And of course we have the laxists and the rigorists of our own day. And the church, through the work of the popes, the great prophets of the present day, and of the saints, leads us down that via media, which is always to take Christ not only as our ideal in a kind of abstract, theoretical sense, but we live the mystery of Christ in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and in the sacraments. We live the mystery of Christ through prayer and through our constant desire to be one with Him. But every day as we come face to face with the Lord, we recognize our standing. And so we kneel before Him, and we beg for His mercy in humility and also in confidence. And every human being, every follower of Jesus within the church is a kind of microcosm of this conflict that exists throughout history and exists also today on a global scale. And therefore, as we pray for mercy on ourselves, we pray for mercy on the whole church. We invoke mercy on the whole church. We invoke the divine mercy to bring restoration and healing to our church, which faces the persecution of the modern age, misunderstanding and rejection. The truth will be proclaimed and is proclaimed, but it's proclaimed in the midst of falsehood. It's proclaimed in the midst of hardened hearts. And it's the change of heart that is necessary most of all. When we open ourselves up to God's mercy, we also open ourselves up to the grace to truly be heroic, because the martyrs in the last analysis were not the elite members of the church. They were sinners like the rest of us who opened themselves up to the mercy of God and were healed. And the grace they received allowed them to be heroic. We have that grace as well as we receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament this day, the martyr of martyrs. And may we do this in union with the Queen of Martyrs, Our Lady, who is mother and teacher in the church, and who shows us the way to follow our Lord with complete generosity.
Fructum ventris tui.